We're in the canyons of Utah. It's three nurses, five children aged 13 to 11. We're hours outside of reception for cell phones, and it's the end of May. It's hot. We are there for canyoneering, which involves harnesses and ropes, and we are rappelling down into these amazing canyons of Utah to explore them. Now, the approaches are walking to the canyon. It's like 90 to 100 degrees. It is hot for my Alaska kids. Once you get into the canyon and rappel into them, you have cool air, you're shaded, and it's super refreshing. We decide to try a new canyon that no one's ever done before. We look into trail guides, and it reports it's easy, 4 to 5 hours the canyon should take, and it has some water, which appeals to us for a little bit of reprieve from this heat. We get a late start for the day, of course, trying to gather all our things. It's an out, and you park one car at the trailhead and then another car on the other side of the canyon. So it takes us a while to get there. I'm a little nervous about the heat. Being a nurse of many years, I know what heat exhaustion can do, and these approaches are challenging. We pack extra snacks and extra water. We find the canyon, and we explore it. We find the water. It's refreshing. Everybody's getting soaked in the 90-degree weather. We're having so much fun. We're thrilled we tried this new one out. Smiles all around. It's a 10 out of 10 on the trip for the kids so far. So the Karens are a little confusing on this canyon as we try to get in and out of it, too. We basically see that the only way to keep going is down into the canyon some more. And so as we rappel more, we get deeper into the canyon, and it's more shaded, and that water is not as refreshing. The water is now like ice as we're going through it. And we basically run out of daylight. It's about 8:30 at night at this point. We are in the deep canyon. The water is so deep through some of these canyons that we are actually having a free swim at this point, and we are drenched from head to toe. As we get out of this canyon, we see yet another canyon that we have to go into that is the exact same type of water, and we have to stop. Our nurse brains pop on and know that we are now dealing with a situation of hypothermia here. If we continue to go on, we have no daylight, and everybody is soaked. We've got to get everybody out of their clothes, and we inventory what we have. I have three dry shirts for me and my three children. I immediately give each one of my children a dry shirt, tell them to strip down to their underwear, and I use a bandana to provide myself with some decency as we are trying to warm up from being freezing and getting ready for an unexpected night in the canyon. The canyon's rock is uncomfortable. We're laying up against a slab. My children are trying to cover themselves up with that one shirt they have and get their knees tight in. We huddle in as much as we possibly can. At one point in the night, I have my daughter Tegan lay on my chest and straddle me like she did when I was a baby to prevent me from shivering so much, as the canyon temperatures are much cooler in the evenings. We watch the stars come up, and I hear my children get some rest and sleep, which gives me peace. Of course, I sleep nothing at all that night. But I'm super encouraged as the daylight starts to come up, as we survive the night. And all we have to do is get out of this canyon today. We inventory our situation to see what we have. We are down to one bottle of water per person. I give each person one Fig Newton, as that's all we can have at this point right now, and I have saved a few fruit snacks throughout the day. My daughter Harper can't even eat the food. Her stomach is in knots. And we're overall are, the spirits are low. We just have to get through this canyon, but we survive the night, we have daylight, and we have the entire day to get out of here, and it has to just be through another canyon. So canyoneering is exerting a lot of energy. You're rappelling, but you're also, you know, making your way through these small crevices, and I'm immediately aware of the fact that we do not have much for energy as I'm watching my 13-year-old hop from one rock to another rock. I'm like, slow it down, conserve some energy. We've got to get through this canyon. We get to this area where the canyon opens up, and per our trail guide, we are all super encouraged and excited because this is our way out. This is how they described it. Spirits are high. We're going to get out of this. It's about midday. As we veer to the right, the canyon does continue to keep going down. And there are pieces of climbing equipment there. We know that someone has been through here before, and that's the peace of mind, is someone else has gotten out of this canyon. With canyoneering, the only way to get through is down and out. You cannot go back and climb up what we came through. The only way is to continue through the canyon. We get to this Y, and it continues to go deeper, and so is the water as well again. The water obstacles we were rappelling into and swimming through. And then we get to the largest water obstacle that we've had, and it's just an unknown amount of water that we can't see the end to. One of the adults attempts to swim it for a while to see if we can get to the other side and swims back. And at this moment, all of us in our being know this is not safe for anybody to attempt to continue to swim across this. We could lose our lives. We travel back to the large valley that we came from, and a decision has to be made. We inventory what we've got and how we get ourselves out of this situation. And as three nurses, we came completely unprepared with no inReach, no spot, no satellite phone. Our other option was to send someone to try to get out of this for help, and we are deep into this canyon, and these walls are hundreds of feet tall at this point. In my nursing career, I've been in difficult situations where you have to put that critical thinking brain on, but no, it is not safe if we have someone try to leave us. We're days outside of cell reception. We're definitely going to buy another night in this canyon. Everybody is okay at this point, but if we stay here longer, we'll deal with dehydration, we'll deal with hunger, and we will deal with the cold again. I had brought my cell phone with to take pictures in this canyon and recalled that we had upgraded our cell phones in the winter. As my husband was really into this new phone, it had some sort of an emergency response thing on it. I had no idea how it worked, but I guess since entrapment is the situation I'm in, I should try to figure out how this would help us out. So we try to figure out the phone, find an SOS on it, and send it out. We're discouraged, we're nervous, and not sure what this means. We get a response from it as we're have it high, and you have to keep spinning it in all these different ways when you actually get a satellite and it connects at times. And as we sent the message out, help, we got a message back. Someone's aware that we are here and we're gonna get rescued, perhaps. What that means, we had no idea. At this point, I'm passing out my fruit snacks one by one to my kids to conserve what they have. Sips of water is all, and we're down to about 3 water bottles total. But we've made contact with someone, and I do not know how long it will take. Hours later, a helicopter flies over the canyon, and just like the movie Mission Impossible, down drops Tom Cruise into the canyon. and I become acutely aware of the fact that I have a ginormous rip down the back of my pants from sliding through the canyons for the last 24 hours. But I'm super excited to see him. One by one, he takes my children and puts them into a sling. Reminds me of a patient lift that I use in an ICU. However, this end is attached to the helicopter. One by one, my children go up in the helicopter. My second son, Wyatt, goes up as he's spinning in 180s as the helicopter takes off and brings the children to the other side of the canyon. The helicopter comes back, retrieves my third child, and also I get on the third exit out of the canyon. Now, this is a difficult decision, choosing to have really your pride getting entrapment involved in a canyon. However, being in a situation, there was nothing else to do but get out of this. I could not leave me and my children in there for days. And as we get out of the canyon and we are all on the outside and we have Utah State Rescue and we had the county and BLM on the outsides of the canyon with side-by-sides supporting us, I was surrounded by many situations that I feel like I've been in as a nurse in teamwork environments where you see the rescue team all supporting and you see everybody together helping. And in reflection of this experience, look back at my 23 years of my nursing and think so many of the skills I've learned in nursing prepared me for our Utah Canyon adventure.